Miami University, Coach Bobby Johnson. Coach Jack Jagosinski will go first.
We're excited to be down here at the Music City Bowl, and the people of Nashville and the Bowl Committee has treated us first class in everything that we've done. We're excited also about playing Vanderbilt, a team from the Southeastern Conference that plays in a very competitive conference, and Bobby's done a great thing. Congratulations on Coach of the Year in the SEC. That's great. But we're excited about it, and we were just talking in the back here. We got to go ahead and play this game. We've been practicing for about 3 weeks now. We will both kick it off.
Coach Johnson?
Sure. We certainly are excited to be in Nashville, our hometown, to play a fantastic team from Boston College. What a challenge for our football team. And we feel like it's a great step for our program to be in a bowl. And the way that Nashville has helped us out and made this bowl very fun for us, and we're just excited. And like Jeff said, we're ready to play.
Okay, let's go ahead and open it up for questions from the media. If you'll go ahead and be recognized, then we'll go from there.
Jeff, you know, obviously this is a new experience for Vanderbilt. You guys have the bowl winning streak is there. You guys think this program has touched on something that works regardless of what bowl or where? Or?
Well, I think that just the program in itself, I think it's very consistent because of the type of kids we bring in to Boston College. I had the opportunity to work at BC 10 years ago. Tom O'Brien's first two staffs that he had first 2 years, and I've got the same kids now that I had back then, the same type of kid, you know, smart, tough guy, and I love to play football, and, but that's not the only reason that they're at BC.
Bobby, who would you compare, now that you've had a chance to look at Boston College, who would you compare them either to in the Southeastern Conference or outside the Southeastern Conference that you played this year?
Well, this year?
Well, not bad necessarily this year.
Defensively, you know, they're like a lot of teams in the Southeastern Conference. They're big, and they're fast, they run to the ball. But I don't think we've played anybody who's been as opportunistic as Boston College defense. From their SID, it scared me. You know, I got the game notes, and it said they scored more non-offensive touchdowns than anybody in the country, and that's really fantastic for defense, and I used to be a defense coordinator, and that's what you want your guys to do. So, offensively, they're, you know, very balanced, and, you know, I would say probably, you know, he's compared us to Wake Forest, I've compared them to Wake Forest. You know, not going to beat themselves, and they can take advantage of every mistake you make.
Has their change of quarterback made it tough to scout, or have they not changed that much?
Well, he hasn't played that many games to scout, but you know, I think he's a very, very capable quarterback. And I looked at his background; he was a great thrower in high school. So I don't think he's going to be scared of anything. And he's done a great job for him finishing this season up.
Jeff, back to those non-offensive touchdowns. Is that something you preach? Is that just something that kind of happened this year? How do you explain that?
We preach, you know, Bobby, we've been old defensive coordinator. Takeaways are a big factor in winning or losing football games. It doesn't matter what level you're at. If you can hold the football or take it away, I mean, you're always, more times than not, come out on the winning edge.
Did this kind of feed on itself throughout the year after you got a couple?
I think, you know, if you look back at the history of what we've done here the last few years with Frank Spaziani as our defensive coordinator, we've been pretty consistent at doing that as far as taking the football away. We have had some opportunities to return some this year, too, which has helped us.
That's what I was going to ask you about. What's the key to that? Because you've had a lot of returns like that.
We have. And I think it's just guys being in the right place, and when an opportunity comes up, they can make a play. It's not just one guy. It's going to take all 11 guys. One guy just can't make the interception if there's not a pass rush, or one guy just can't make the interception if he doesn't get into the right drop. Or they all have to do things in coordination, and they've done a nice job of that.
You look at this game, Coach. Is there something special about Austin having a 10-win season? Is that double-digit, like a magical number?
It is for our program. You look back at the history of our program, we've only had four in the history of Boston College football, and this would end up being our fifth one if we were fortunate enough to win this game tomorrow. So anytime that you can get a double-digit win, it doesn't matter what league you're in. I mean, that's a pretty good milestone, and the kids that are playing this class would be the all-time winningest class if they get that, and it would be a 3 years in a row with double-digit wins. So that says a lot about the kids that you got playing for you and your program.
Bobby, from your end, I mean, you've got a winning season on the line, and I know that's got to mean a lot to you after 7 years at Vanderbilt.
Sure. Yeah, that's what we're trying to build consistency and, be able to compete against everybody we play. Obviously, I've mentioned it several times before, we thought getting to a bowl was the next step that our program needed to make. Obviously, a winning season to go along with that would really make it nice. But our guys are anxious. They feel fortunate to be here, and they're anxious to play in a bowl game. So it's going to be a lot of fun for them.
There's been a lot of talk about three quarterbacks for you, and which one you're going to go with, and if you're going to go with them all.
Will they let me play them all at the same time?
No, they won't. Is it hard on your team, though? Is it hard on your offense, not necessarily knowing? I mean, or do they all know how much each of these guys
is going to play? Well, I think I've also mentioned this before. Our quarterbacks are all very similar. They, we feel like they can pass, but they also can run, any kind of options or quarterback runs that we have in our offense. So we don't vary the game plan that much. It's just who's executing the best. There are some specific plays that each one of them may do a little bit better than the other, and we may try to work that in there and see if we can get them in there and let them do their thing the best.
Have you decided on a starter, and will you announce it?
Like I said, I've told Jeff, but I'm not going to tell y'all.
Jeff, who's the starter?
Well, we've got Dominique going to be starting, and that's the only one we really got. I'll tell you what, though, we do have a kid named Flutie that's our backup quarterback, and we've been working hard on a Hail Mary pass. I don't think he doesn't have it down like the other kid did, but I mean, we're working at it.
That name kind of scares you. I guarantee you.
Is it special playing at another school that takes academics seriously and does it the right way?
Well, I think it's really special because they've done it for a long time and been successful for a long time. You talk about the bowl series they got going, 9 straight wins, and they play for championships, and you realize that it can be done because they've done it. They were in the Big East, came in the ACC. Everybody said, well, that's not going to work, but they've proven that they can do it. So it's a great model, and hopefully we can be that consistent.
Well, I think that when you have teams like Vanderbilt, University of Vanderbilt, school like Boston College, that's the way it's supposed to be, is academics are supposed to be important, and they're playing football for fun. It's not just a matter of, after 4 years, coming out with nothing. Our guys, both Vandy and FBC, will come out with degrees, and they're going to be influential for 20, 25 years, and their names will be remembered then, maybe not in the now, but in the future they're going to be very productive guys. But I think that's everything that's right with college football is at Boston College and at Vanderbilt.
Matt Ryan today was also just named the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year. That's got to be special for you.
Well, he's one of those type of guys, and we're getting him back for one more game, so Bobby, we will have more than one point.
See if James in town.
That's right. That's a good one. That's about the same thing right there. But I'm thrilled for him, and if you were to talk to him and the way he conducts his business, Arthur Blank took him. He went into a real difficult situation down there in Atlanta, and he won it over not with what he said, but with what he did. And, I mean, that's the type of kid he is.
Coach, Jeff, how do you prepare for Bobby's talking about three different quarterbacks. How do you prepare for those three different quarterbacks?
Well, I think, Bobby had mentioned about they're similar. They just do things better, maybe in a different play. But we're going to have to just line up and do our defense and do what we do, and we have to execute as is, Bobby has to execute with his offense, regardless of who the quarterback is.
Coach Johnson, for 26 years, Vanderbilt's been talking about getting back to a bowl. We heard it all this year.
now that you're back and with the events leading up to the game, is it all it was cracked up to be?
Well, we think it is. We're very honored to be in a bowl. We're very honored to be in the Music City Bowl. I think our guys have had a very good time, but they're also serious about the game. And, you know, we talked about all those things when it happened. You know, how are you going to handle this? A lot of people are going to be watching our program because there is a story there. You know, 26 years and you haven't been there. Make sure we handle it the right way, represent Vanderbilt as best we can, and that's off the field in the preparation and when we play the game.
For Jeff, how worried are you about the prospect of seeing DJ Moore come on the field for offense for the Commodores?
Well, you know he's going to be. I mean, he's kick returner. I mean, he does it all. But you put your best players in a position to have the ball in their hands, and that's what Vandy's going to do, and that's what I would do too if I had a player like him.
If you had pretty good weather since you've been down here, how helpful has
it's been great, hasn't it?
In terms of
Gee, what we have? Snow up at our place? We had 2 feet last week, didn't we?
We did.
Kids like the sledding, but we're just excited to be down here. I think it's going to be, 40 at kickoff tomorrow? So, our guys will like that. A little bit warmer. How about that, Bobby? A little bit warmer.
A little bit warmer.
40 degrees.
I think today and yesterday are going to spoil us a little bit.
Yeah.
Normally 40 would be really nice, but today's going to make it a little cool.
We might get to wear short sleeves tomorrow.
I don't know. I'm not that. My strength coach is. I'm not.
Well, they'll try to get a tan tomorrow, our guys.
Jeff, injury-wise, are you in good shape going into this game?
We're really good shape going into this game.
What we're going to do at this point is we're going to set up a really quick photo opportunity. Before we do that, I want to thank both of the coaches for coming out today. We know their schedules are busy, so thank you both for coming out.